And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Craig Wieland, who is president of Wieland Daveco and also an author of a book called Pointed Poems, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Good evening, Craig. How are you?
Hi, good evening. Doing fine. How are you?
Good. It was a couple of months ago we talked last about Wieland's Ice Monster.
Right.
And had a lot of fun with that and wanted to catch up with the weather getting warmer.
Sure.
Perhaps the best thing to do for our listeners is to take a step back and talk about how this got started, and then we'll catch them up with what's happening now.
Yeah, well, it got started back around December 1st on a whim. I was wondering what would happen if I put a sprinkler 50 foot up in a tree in my backyard and turned it on all winter. And I'm not sure why I did that, actually, but it was always something in my mind, you know, just kind of judging, you know, how cold are our winters, actually. So that's what I did. I put it up. I turned it on, and doggone it, it really grew like crazy. We had three really cold weeks in December. And around Christmas time, my family all came home for Christmas, and I've got four son-in-laws, and we kind of had a redneck moment. We said, gee, Dad, the thing's 30 foot up in a tree. Let's put it 50 foot up in a tree. And so we did, and it grew to perhaps, 40, 50 tons of ice. And then, if you remember, we had a warm spell, New Year's Eve. And at 3:46, it came crashing down, and I thought, well, that's it. You know, it probably pulled the sprinkler and everything down with it. And next morning, I looked up, and the sprinkler's still up in a tree. And so we went on vacation, my wife and I, for about 3 weeks in January, and I just let the sprinkler go and didn't really give it much thought, and came back third week in January, and this thing was humongous. somewhere probably around 100 tons of ice. The base of it was 100 foot in circumference. And it was then I got an idea. Well, actually, it wasn't my idea. Some guy out in Kansas seen it on my Facebook page and said, let's start a contest. And that's what we did. To get some interest going, I decided to donate $500 in the name in a person's name who could guess the closest date at which the entire thing would melt. And we donate $500 to charity in their name. And about 400 people from around the country responded with their date and their time and their charity. And so the contest is going on, and that's where we are today. There's still a long way to go, though.
Well, and that's what I was wondering. I remember back in February following this, because the Ice Monster actually has its own Facebook page.
Yes, right.
It's called Craig Wieland's, and Wieland is spelled W-I-E-L-A-N-D.
Right.
Craig Wieland's Ice Monster. And back in February, there was a warm spell, too.
Right.
But then it got cold again at night, and that kept it going. What did yesterday's 80 degrees do?
Not much. I mean,
really?
There's a lot of ice there. I actually probably later today, I'm going to be posting a final picture of yesterday. Yesterday, but it's still 15 to 20 feet tall, but that belies the fact that the base is still 60 feet around. I mean, there's a lot of ice there yet. My guess it's going to be several weeks yet. But it was kind of fun yesterday. I pulled my lawn chair out, got the newspaper out, and stuck a cold beer in this thing. And I thought, this doesn't happen very often. You know, you're sitting out in your backyard in your swim trunks and T-shirt reading a newspaper with a 20-foot-high pile of ice next to you. So as the breeze was blowing, 80 degrees, it was blowing over this ice pile, cooling everything nice down and everything. It was a great sensation.
I was going to say, you kind of feel like you're like cheating nature or something.
Exactly.
In a situation like that, because
yeah,
it was so gorgeous yesterday.
Right.
At its largest,
yeah.
What kind of were the dimensions we were talking about at the time?
Well, the base was probably 100 feet around, and at the middle, it was 12 feet across, maybe 40 feet around, and it got to about 53 feet high. Because the garden hose is 50 feet, and it touches the bottom of the tree all the way up. But then it sprayed up, and so it actually grew past the sprinkler. There was a time in the middle of January, you could just hear it gurgling inside. You couldn't even see it. It was growing, out all different directions, but you couldn't even see the sprinkler.
How is the tree faring? What kind of tree is it that's attached with it?
It's a hard maple, and
You're testing that.
I am. You know, we tap maple syrup at our place. We got a sugar bush with a couple of hundred taps. And I went out and had a little chat with the tree. I said, you know what, don't worry. We're not going to tap you this spring. You have done yeoman's duty all winter long. Of course, the tree was still 30 foot of ice. It couldn't believe spring was actually here. I don't think it really affected the tree a whole lot. It's, you know, it has buds and everything. It's ready to come back. But, it probably wishes somebody else would do it next year.
It's going nominate my friend next to me here.
Still numb.
I can't imagine when it came crashing down. We spoke about it just a little bit. And your insurance agent has a sense of humor as well.
Yeah, he did. Bob Chapman is my insurance agent. You know, I'd see him in church on Sunday. He'd kind of give me that look like, oh, my goodness, Craig, come on, seriously. And but there wasn't really any danger. I mean, I don't think. I paced it off. And if it would hit the house, it wouldn't have done too much damage. But
sure.
It was kind of funny. Yesterday, we were out raking the yard, and there's this big old crater in the lawn. And my wife says, "What the world's that from?" I said, "Well, don't you remember about 3:46 on New Year's Eve that we had this thing come crashing down?" And it did. It put about a 6-inch dent in a 3-foot around hole in the lawn.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Well, the contest still goes on,
right.
and what we'll do is check back in with you
sure.
When we get a winner. But as you said, it could be into June.
Well, I don't think it'll go into June,
okay.
But that's just my guess. You know, really anybody's guess as good as mine because you don't know what the temperatures are going to do. But it's still substantial. My guess is we're still weeks away.
Wow. Well, we'll continue to follow it. It's fun to follow it on Facebook as well. And I mentioned off the top, discovered you're also an author of a book called Pointed Poems.
Right.
Tell me, and you know, I love good books, and I love hearing about authors and their other lives.
Yeah.
So aside from being president of Wheeland Dave Co., this is your other life.
Well, it is. I've got five daughters, and in raising my daughters, I try to teach them good, solid conservative principles, and I found that if you preach to kids, it doesn't really sink in. And really, I like to tell stories, and my girls liked it when I told stories, and so I came up with a series of poems that would give a teaching principle, a teaching conservative principle, in rhyme. And I was giving these to my kids as they were growing up, and they really liked them. But I had them all, you know, down on napkins and scratch and things like that. And 2 years ago, actually maybe it was a year ago, I forget. Yeah, a year and a half ago.
Details.
Yeah, details. My daughter Jill came up with a really dumb idea that we would all make homemade Christmas gifts. And I said, you know, what am I going to make? I'm very uncoordinated. I can't make things. And my wife suggested that I take all these poems, put them down in a book form, and give it to the kids for Christmas. So that was a pretty good idea. Well, one thing led to another. I said, well, maybe I should add some graphics and some cartoons. And so I came up with some characters. And I don't know if you know Dennis Preston here
sure.
in town.
Yeah, he's done some stuff for me.
Well, Dennis and I, pretty good friends. We got together, and what started out to be 12 sketches for 12 poems ended up being 400 sketches for 31 poems.
Wow.
And it became a monumental task. Well, that was the bad news. The good news is I started sending this manuscript out, and I started really getting some neat response back. Vice President Quayle contacted me, and Governor Tommy Thompson, Lou Holtz, Mike Dick, you know, some fairly you know, well-known conservatives in the country wanted to endorse my book. And so I thought, well, maybe I have something here. So that's what happened. I sent it out. I got, you know, a bunch of endorsements, and then I've been selling it on my website, pointedpoems.com. So it's been fun. I'm keeping my day job, of course, but it's really been an interesting experience. I've never done anything like that.
It sounds like you may be asked to do some more if this one's so well received. That's some pretty good company to hang with.
It is. No, and it's been fun, you know, because I've been able to call them up and talk to them about their views and ideas. And I had dinner with Bill Bennett, the Secretary of Education. He got the book and really liked it. So that's been a fun chapter. But I don't think I have any more books in me right now. And Dennis, I think, is tired of drawing these characters anyway.
Well, Dennis is such a talented artist,
oh,
as I said.
Goodness.
I've worked with him before as well.
Yep.
And again, where can people find information?
You can
information on this book?
Yeah, you can get it at Amazon or just go to pointedpoems.com. And it's right there, and you can order the book right online.
Very good. Well, Craig, as always, it's fun to chat with you. We'll talk again when things have melted.
All right.
You are apparently very good at multitasking. Very talented man.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks again so much, Craig.
Yep, have a good day.
You as well. We've been speaking with Craig Whelan, who is president of Whelan Daveco and also author of Pointed Poems. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.